Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're listening to us on the radio or the Odyssey app or the iHeart app. You're watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page or on Monumental Sports Network. Sitting in for B. Mitch. B. Mitch on his way to Spain. Probably, he might be somewhere over the Atlantic by this point. Sitting in for Brian Mitchell is none other than Steve Zabin. Awesome to have Zabe here. A lot of folks have been really excited to hear from Zabe on the airwaves again. And we're excited to go to the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate. Nate Diggity Dog, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. And hey, Zabe, you're a big-time legend. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, Nate, it's nice to meet you, my friend. When are they going to get you on the Sports Advisors with Stu and Big Cat?
Oh, I don't know if I can handle Stu. That man is out of his mind. But
I told JP during the break, I go, that is my absolute every week gotta watch it thing on Friday night. It's hilarious.
It's the best produced show in the history of recorded film. It's incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, Nate, I've been watching Internet Invitational. Have you been watching that at all?
Of course. And if people don't know what we're talking about,
yeah, we're deep in the weeds now, but
ginormous golf YouTube series with over $1 million in prizes with ginormous golf influencers, and it's on the YouTube channel. And it's doing millions of views, and it's fantastic stuff. I'm glad you're enjoying that, JP.
That dude, Luke Kwan, is a douche.
I have not heard good things about him. I have not met him.
Yeah,
so I reserve judgment.
All right, let's get down to business. Dan Quinn yesterday announces the only kind of move he had left in. He's going to take over the defense coordinator duties. Joe Witt, no longer D coordinator. Joe Witt, back up to the booth. Certainly a move you've been calling for a while. I think you wanted him fired outright. That didn't happen.
Sure, yeah.
DQ had no other choice, man. You can't have four historic losses and not make a move. What was your reaction when you heard it?
Yeah, obviously it had to be done. I think it was a week late. I think Dan Quinn, his hands were tied, right? Like, as you just said, you cannot have four historic losses. You cannot give up historic amounts of yards and historic amounts of points and still look the fans in the eyes who spend money and say, this is the best for our organization and franchise and team. You just can't do it. We weren't born yesterday. We're not dumb. You can't give up over 1800 yards and over 150 points in four games and sit at the podium and say, hey, we're still figuring stuff out in week 11. It just, at some point, something's got to give. I've been calling for Witt's job for a few weeks now. I think, and some people get mad at me. They talk about the human aspect of it. This man has a family. Yeah. You're calling for his job. Look, it's very tough. I understand that. I do think that, you know, coordinators and coaches get fired across all sports all the time for not being, you know, just not being the right person for the position. I don't think Joe Witt is the right person for this job. It doesn't mean I don't like him as a human or as a person. Just as a fan of this franchise, of this team, who I want to see succeed, I think the only move was to drop Joe Witt, send him back up into the booth, and to move on from him. I don't know how anybody who watches football week in and week out could argue that. It's just what Sam Darnold did to us, what Mahomes did to us in the second half, and then what the Lions did to us. It was embarrassing. It was like watching adults play against children. So you have to make a move, and I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, Jim Zorman had a family too. You know, it's just the way it is.
Okay? Yeah.
Let's not get carried away with that.
The Giants just fired their head coach.
Oh, absolutely. You know absolutely.
You get to November, it was...
A warm body's got to hit the water at some point when things are this bad. So Nate's post on Barstool is, after giving up 1,805 yards and 154 points the last four games, and I immediately, Nate said, oh, that's the old hyperbole there. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute, that actually checks out.
Yeah.
Those are staggering numbers, and they're staggering if you didn't see a single highlight from any of the games. Once you see the highlights of these opponents... basically running against air, It gets even more stunning that there hasn't been a move.
I have a take that I stand by. I think if Detroit wanted to, if it was truly their game plan to have Goff throw for 800 yards or have Jahmyr Gibbs run for 300 to 400 yards, they could have done it. We could not stop anything in any situation whatsoever. The number of times on the broadcast, they just said, and that's another first down for the Lions, blew my brain
off. They had 10 first downs in the first quarter, dude.
The first drive out of the second half was five straight first downs.
Right. So
my stance in this historically bad defensive stretch over the last month, three or four of them are name your score games. Dallas, Seattle, and Detroit could have gone north of 50 if they wanted to. They all kind of called the dogs off. And Andy Reid, early in that fourth quarter, kind of called the dogs off. Because... So DQ is punted in situations that make it clear Washington is kind of accepting defeat, and I think the opposing coaches have kind of rolled with that.
Is there, though, awful. Nate, have you heard somebody, Nate, say, here's the changes, specific football changes I'd make on defense to at least tourniquet the bleeding?
Well, here's the issue with the whole Joe Witt thing is, he's still involved in, you know, the week-to-week game planning. And if my assumption, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, is Dan Quinn, as the head coach, has also been involved in the week-to-week game planning, and they have not been able to figure it out. I don't think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that just moving Witt, you know, off of the play call is going to make that big of a difference at this point in the season, a lot due to injuries, but a lot due to just the regression we've seen guys like Mikey have, and the fact that just they're so lost out on the field. They're not playing with any sort of confidence. Guys like Bobby Wagner, who, you know, we all respect the hell out of his career, they don't have it anymore. Like, we are dealing with a ginormous personnel issue, and we know that. But the coaching up to this point, and we're on November 11th, the coaching has been not there, has not put these guys in situations to succeed. And I'm hesitant to say that simply turning the play calling over to Dan Quinn is a fix. It's like,
that's what I wanted to ask. There's no way it's a fix.
What level of impact do you think it makes? I think it's a pound of flesh for those that need it, and I don't know that it dramatically changes much for Sunday against Jalen Waddle.
And I hate saying this, it's the season's done, right? We're 3-7, everybody's hurt, and we don't have a defensive coordinator. We don't have a quarterback with an arm that works. It's just a lot has gone wrong this season. Everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. And people out there who are staying optimistic, I love you guys, but simply turning the keys to Dan Quinn, who, again, has been involved in the defensive, you know, just game planning this whole season, it's not going to do it. I understand waiting until the off season or maybe the bye week to get rid of Witt fine. I'm fine with that now at this point. It just, honestly, it just sucks as a fan. You hate wasting a season. This is a wasted season. The only light at the end of the tunnel is a draft pick, and I guess that's what we're playing for.
You said something interesting there. Do you think they're going to fire him next week? I don't.
Witt?
Yeah.
Depends on how bad it is in Spain.
But
no, I
at
don't
this
think,
point,
I
he's
don't
not the
matter.
Guy. Like,
right.
If you fire him next week, it's the most hollow gesture ever. DQ
it's
has taken over.
Closing the barn door after the horse is out is what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't think Witt's getting fired. Okay. DQ is an incredibly loyal guy. I mean, he was super hesitant to make any move, right? And it was only after a historic stretch of ineptitude that they did it, and they didn't can him. So I don't think that maybe you get to the off season when there's often coaching staff changes.
And well, he's not coming back next year. So if he's not coming back next year,
you would think so.
That there's no chance, because the polite way to move on is in the off season. But he's going to get paid either way. Like, it's a tough business, but man, give him his paycheck. Let him enjoy the holidays. Maybe something clicks. Maybe the new guy calls more saw three seam or three double buzz. I'm reading some Madden defenses here. Maybe throw in some cover two sink.
I'd hate to turn my focus to Dan Quinn, but I know he's losing a lot of fans. I know I was furious with him after the Kansas City game. I was furious that he didn't get rid of Witt after the Seattle debacle. And I think a lot of people are losing faith in Dan Quinn. I'm getting a lot of, this is what happened in Atlanta. He's loyal to a fault. He can't, you know, he's a player's coach to a fault. And maybe he's just not the guy for the job. I like Dan Quinn a lot.
I asked this question yesterday, dude. Whatever amount of goodwill and capital Dan Quinn gained from last year, say it's 100 units of goodwill and capital, right? Whatever total you want to go with. How much is he burning through right now? And
oh boy,
you know what I mean? Like
from my eye test and from interacting with fans online, it's going quick. And I really do like Dan Quinn, and I think that he's one of, you know,
he's
I don't think he's a bad
person.
Put a number on it, Nate. Put a number. If it was 100, it was 100 at the end of last year. What's his account down to now?
We're at about, he's a C minus. He's like at a 74. I think that I
so
don't
a significant
blame him.
Chunk of the stock has eroded.
Well, and I think the injuries have made such a huge impact that it's not a tremendous year to draw a straight evaluation from. The injuries have been so significant.
I'm giving Dan Quinn and Adam Peters more time. You guys know that I am the biggest Ron Rivera hater, and I still don't think people talk enough.
Can I buy you lunch just so we can go through chapter and verse what a Todd he was? The worst.
People need to realize this team and roster and the depth is bad, because when you whiff on four straight drafts, those four drafts should be impacting the games now. And we don't have any of those guys. Those guys are playing in Vegas and L.A. and here and there. They're not on our team anymore.
Where are you at, though, that Forbes is making plays, though?
Oh, yeah, people going nuts over that.
Dude, The Athletic wrote this long article last week, I think, about how McVay really embraced Manny Forbes, told him they wanted him there. And, I mean, he has three picks in the last 2 weeks. He had two last week.
I'll say this. We aren't blind. We knew Forbes and St. Jude's were bad. Like, we weren't blind. The thing is, when you go to a good team with a good structure and they get a pass rush and the offense is putting up a ton of points, you become a better player. When you play with veterans who understand the game better, and, you know, there's a lot of factors that can go into a player improving. With Forbes here in Washington covering elite wide receivers in man one-on-one, that's scheme. And that was terrible for his development. We watched it with our own eyes, him being trotted out there by Joe Witt to do the impossible, and it shattered him as a player, and now he's
and
showing
by Ron
that
and Jack prior to that.
So going back to Rivera, you blame Rivera for the talent oasis that is left in his wake and not the, quote, Marty Party, one of the greatest nicknames. I think Grant came up with that one. You don't blame the Marty Party for that more than Ron?
Ron was the boss, dude.
Ron was the head of everything. He was the head of football
and
operations,
Herney,
the GM, the coach.
Herney was the de facto. Mayhew had the title, but it was Ron and Herney running that thing.
Okay.
So I'd like to give – I think Dan Quinn has earned to come back next season without every single player on the roster injured, and I think Adam Peters has earned to do another draft because, I mean, when you the difference makers in the NFL are those high draft picks, the first and second round draft picks. Adam Peters didn't draft Jamin Davis, you know, a fourth round talent in the first round. He didn't do that. And so when you just don't have talent and you have to sign these vets and you just have to hope that these vets can do something of impact. And if they don't, like, you're kind of screwed, and we're seeing it. And it's not Adam Peters' fault. Like, he had to take a swing at some guys to literally fill up the roster. Like, he had to. So I'm giving him more time.
I thought it was a solid plan after last year's surprise. Some people think it was not as solid a plan. I think it was a solid plan that just blew up in every way possible.
We got very unfortunate with Lattimore, ended up being the worst corner in the league. But Tunsil is playing very good, and Debo is very good.
Like, Debo, for the value you got for a fifth-round pick, has far exceeded that.
Far exceeded.
Tunsil's been really good. I think the key there is you got to pay Tunsil. I think they get that done. I think you trade for him knowing you're going to have to pay him after a year. My biggest thing with the offseason, and I think everyone kind of got sucked up in it, was – they deviated from their initial plan, which was long-term, build it the right way, hit on draft picks, because they're like, all right, maybe we got a chance to chase this thing. And I don't even mind them scratching that itch. Like, when you get a hit of that dopamine of going to the NFC title game and being one of four left to go to a Super Bowl, like, that's a hard drug to turn down. You know what I mean?
We would have rioted if during last season, when all we could do was win, Jaden could do no wrong, everybody was healthy, and we didn't make a single move at the deadline, we would have rioted. What's Adam Peters doing? Why isn't he trying to win? We're good enough to win now. He swung and missed, especially on Lattimore. And that wasn't a rental. We had him again for this season. He swung and missed. It happens. But the NFL is impossible. Unless you're Tom Brady, it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. They looked last year with everything going right, and I think I said this last week, it was magic in a bottle. We had it. We were holding that bottle of magic, and we said, let's try to go win a Super Bowl. We beat the Lions on the road to go to the NFC Championship game. I do think Adam Peters had no intention of trading draft capital until Jaden couldn't stop winning games, and he's like, oh, we have to go for it. Like, I'll never be able to forgive myself. The fans will never forgive me if we don't go for it. It didn't work. We stink this season. But guess what? We still have a very, very, very good quarterback. And in the NFL, if you have a very, very, very good quarterback, everything else can work itself into place. If Jaden's healthy, this team is good.
So how hard of a reset could you sign on to this winter, Nate?
We need to spend money. We have a lot of cap space. We
so
just
that's
need to
not
breathe.
A reset, then. You want to flood the zone with free agents.
You have to. If we
they
can
don't
get
have
lucky,
that many
and,
picks. Either,
I know
no.
That's the thing. We have to trade down. If we get they a top five pick, we have to trade down and just accumulate guys.
So, dude,
we just need
one thing.
Guys.
I
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Let's hope it doesn't end up with a top five pick. I know people will argue with me. You're better off just losing out the stretch.
We are.
Why don't you want a top five?
Because I think they're capable of playing better ball. I think Jaden's going to come back. I want Jaden to win games.
Mistake.
Hit his stride.
No.
But we can debate that when it comes. But what I will say to your top five pick conversation, I already said this to Zabe. If they get a top five pick, I will understand the want and the desire to trade back and accumulate more. I say to hell with it. If there's an absolute stud that you think changes things for you, take them. Because what this roster lacks more than anything are absolute studs.
Player.
So, yeah. Like, you've got one at quarterback. If you can get one at wideout or D-end, take them.
But take them
and get a stud.
You're willing to shop on offense as high as five. I have a hard time thinking that's even doable,
BPA,
given how many guys.
BPA. Give me the stud. If it's a stud safety, cool. If it's a stud D-end, cool. If it's a stud wideout, cool. Like, give me studs. Look around the league. The best teams have a quarterback and then studs on their roster. Washington has a quarterback.
But they're not all the players, JP, are not the same. You know, some are more impactful than others. So you say best player available.
We need that impact player.
So you say the best player available. I think you got to hedge that towards the most pressing need. And the defense has so many holes. I can't imagine going with a wide receiver who maybe is a slow starter or, God forbid, gets hurt.
What if the wide receiver is Jamar Chase? What if the wide receiver is Justin Jefferson?
I know, that's the trick. But I can go list you a bunch of other wide receivers who turn out to be nothing.
But you can list that at every position.
I know, but if you're still 31st, 32nd in defense next year and you took a wide out and he's a rubber chicken, you're not going to be happy.
If they take Caleb Downs from Ohio State,
is that your guy?
Dude, he's a safety, but he's an absolute stud. He can change game. Like, I just, my greater point is, I am not desperate for draft accumulation if there's a stud there they want. Take a stud.
JP, if I may, I usually agree with you. Best player available, take the impact player, the future Hall of Fame player. This roster has so many holes in it. If we can get two or three starters that are 20 years old and get draft capital for trading away one pick, I mean, we're starting Robbie Chosen and Chris Moore at wide receiver.
We need
guys across the offense and defense. We have 47-year-old Von Miller limping to try to sack the quarterback. We need guys on this roster, and I will take three starters over one starter at this point.
I'd love to see the percentage of rostered and start for Robbie Chosen in fantasy.
Nate Dogg, we got to run, dude. Appreciate the time.
This was a lovely call. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, bud. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
That's Barstool Nate. Give him a follow at Barstool Nate. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. We got callers on there. Let's talk some football. Talk about the Commanders. Talk about what this week means, because it's a weird question mark. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.